Welcome. My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast, where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. And this episode, we're going to go through a couple of things here. There's really two main topics. The schedule just came out, and just like 2 days ago, so we're going to go over basically all these Saints games. I have the schedule queued up right here. I think, you know, look, I'm not going to do a win-loss because we don't even know who we're picking in the draft. We don't know what other teams are going to do. To me, it's way too early to put like a win-loss where this team's going to go. But basically, I'm going to look at the games in fours, basically. And, you know, we're just going to see like each game, like each set of four games, what can the Saints do in these four games, what they should do. And like, is it going to be a tougher schedule or is it going to be a little easier on us? So I think, you know, looking at it, I think we do have four distinct outcomes for, you know, these games early here. We have really, when you're looking at the first four games, they're pretty difficult. They're out-of-conference games, though, but they're out-of-conference playoff teams. Then you really go on to that next four games, and that's going to be out-of-conference or out-of-division, really, teams, but only one playoff team in that, and that was Chicago. So it should be an easier stretch for the Saints. Then you're looking at the four in a row division games, and then four more. You know, you're looking at teams basically out of only one division game, and out of that, and that's a little easier to me. I do think that the Saints, I think they're gonna do really. I like the schedule. People don't like it. I really like it. I think it's placed really nicely, and I think it sets the Saints up to go back, you know, to the playoffs, and you know, even further this year as they were, you know, in years past. Also, we're going to be looking at really like the strategy that the Saints are going to do in the draft here. We're going to look at their second round pick, what they should do there, possible trades maybe, and then also maybe what they're going to do in the later rounds. But I think we're going to start off with the schedule here. And I think that the Saints, when looking at it, they have four distinct sets, as I said before. And we're going to start right off with the first four games. So this is how it follows here. We're going to have Monday, September 9th, at 7:10 Eastern time, 6:10, you know, Central time, as many people are probably watching it, you know, in that time zone. So the Saints will face the Houston Texans at home. So I think that's a very, very winnable game. The Saints don't usually start good, you know, off those first games of the year. But I think this team's different. They're all different. I think this is a very winnable game. I think they kind of have to win it. You know, I think they'll be able to get it done. It's in, you know, interconference, so you don't have to really have that full intensity of a division game. I think it's a really good game to start off the year for the Saints. Then they go on the road, the marquee game, really, I think the biggest game this season. I think if the Saints need a must-win this season, this is the one they have to get to set the tone, and that's going to be at Los Angeles. And the Saints got to win this one. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it now. When I'm recording this on April 19th, excuse me. The Saints need to win this game. It's a huge game to set the tone that this team is different than last year, that they can exercise their demons. Big game here, and I think that they'll go on the road. I'll make one prediction. I said I wasn't going to make any predictions, but I'm making a prediction. Saints are winning this game. I'm telling you right now, they'll be determined and ready to go. Then I think the game that they're going to lose is at Seattle, to me, out of these four games. If I had to put one, I think that's a tough game coming off of a very emotional high game. I think we'll be at the Rams. It's a trap game, you know, against a good Seattle team. They were in the playoffs last year. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the game we lose there. And then we are home against Dallas, and I think that could be a good bounce-back game in the dome, ready to go. I'd be happy with 3-1 coming out of there. That's a very tough first four games against, you know, for the Saints, and they're not very good, you know, right out of the gate. But I think they're going to have to be. I think they're going to have to start 3-1 right here. I think that'd be a good way to start off your you know, season. I don't know if they're going to, you know, go 13-3. Maybe they'll go something else. I do expect them to make the playoffs, win 10. Plus games. I think 10 is really at the worst side for the Saints, really. I think really this team's going to win 11, 12 games, maybe even 13 like last year, but it's tough, you know, for things to fall your way again to get 13 wins. It's very, very tough. That doesn't mean they can't go on a Super Bowl run, but it's just tough to get 13 wins. I wouldn't be surprised, but I wouldn't call it a slam dunk either for the Saints. Those are the first four games. Those are, you know, if they can come out of there 3-1, I'd say that's really good. I don't know, you know, really if they're, you know, gonna do that, but I think it's a very possible outcome that they do. I'm not gonna go into these full, you know, game by game, which they're gonna win or lose, but I do think that, you know, if I had to pick one game out of there, the trouble game, it'd be Seattle. And but I do think they can get other games in there, and you know, I think they can get a lot of wins here, you know, in these first four games. It's against tough teams, but the Saints are also a really good team. I think they're the most complete team in the NFL, and I think that should continue through these first four games. I think they're going to slug out a couple and get a few wins. That's just what I feel there. Then their next four games is going to be Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Chicago, and Arizona. I think they have a really good chance to win a lot of these games. The biggest high interest game is obviously going to be at Chicago on 425 on Fox Eastern Time. I do think that, look, that game's going to be really tough. The whole thing that happened with Cam Jordan and Akeem Hicks, they went back and forth and saying how the Bears are not that good. That's what kind of Cam was saying. He wasn't saying that, but he was saying that we can match their intensity and they're beatable. Akeem Hicks was not happy with that. He's always had a chip on his shoulder with the Saints in the past because, look, the Saints completely gave up on him. They shipped him off to, you know, New England, and he happened to have a, you know, really good time there. And also then he goes to Chicago and he's like a star. So good for him. But, I mean, you can't say that to Cam Jordan talking back to him. Not right. Cam Jordan, you know, he's on a show trying to say some things, and, you know, you're here talking, you know, back to him. Like, you know, look, I'm not saying Akeem Hicks is, you know, he obviously felt disrespected for some reason. Cam Jordan, I think it was just for fun when you watch it back. But obviously, Hicks did not take it that way, for sure. But look, I do think the Saints could win that game. To me, those are all toss-ups. I don't know if Chicago is going to be just as good. Really, when looking at it, not all these division winners from last year are going to be good. And we're looking at New Orleans, Dallas, you know, the Rams, and then also in the North, the Bears, excuse me, there. Really, those four teams, I don't think all four of them are, you know, repeating. I think one or two probably will, just like last year. Two did last year. And I think this two, I think, will be again. I think the Saints will repeat. I think the NFC South, people think it's pretty strong. I don't think it's strong at all. I think it's even weaker than last year. I think the Bucs have a shot to, you know, go 2-14, 3-13. I do not think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a bad year. Their schedule's hard. I think they're going to have a tough time there. I don't know what the Panthers are doing, really. I don't see them making a run at it. They lost a lot of big pieces. I think they're going to have that 7-9, 6-10 type season, 5-11. They're in that transition mode. I do not think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And the Falcons, look, they have a ton of talent, but they can never convert it. I think that's going to continue. They did have a lot of injuries. And really, once that culture comes, it's hard to get rid of it. The Saints had that same culture, I feel like, before when they won in 2013. Like, that same, just like, you had a lot of good players, but they didn't mesh very well. I think that's kind of the same with the Falcons here. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if they went 12-4 or something like that. But I think they're the only team that we should look at and be like, wow, this could be a tough you know, team here, and they could be really strong. Look, I know Saints fans, you know, you're gonna say the Falcons stink and whatever it is, but I just don't think that, you know, they're gonna be a very bad team. I don't think they're gonna be as bad as last year. I don't think they're gonna be as good as maybe you know, a couple years ago. But to me, I just don't, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl, I think they're gonna probably be a 9-7 team, maybe 8-8, 9-7. That's what I feel. They can easily be 11-5, 12-4, though. I wouldn't be surprised there. I do think the Saints, though, they're the best team in that division by a good amount, and I think they'll be able to take advantage. And that you know, transition as well into our next four games that are all division games. It's versus Atlanta at home, that it's at Tampa, versus Carolina, and at Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. I think the Saints, I think the interest game that the Saints could lose, and I think the Saints have the most likeliness of losing, is going to be at Atlanta. I think that's a game it's going to be tough. It's going to be on Thanksgiving. Their crowd's going to be going, you know, nuts there. I think we come away with a win. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a toss-up game. But I think that, you know, when you're looking at it, that's definitely the biggest point of interest for the Saints there. And the final four games, I think the Saints could, you know, if they're in contention late and they have to win a lot of games late, I think they have a real shot to do it. They play versus San Francisco, versus Indianapolis, at Tennessee, and then at Carolina. That's tough last two games. But when you look at it, those are all very, very winnable games. I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints swept those. I could see 13-3 in the path. Right now, I'm looking at the schedule, guys. I do see a 13-3, you know, season for the Saints. Just looking at it, I didn't think maybe 12-4, 11-5, something like that. But I do think that the Saints will be, you know, I think they're going to be right in the thick of it. Everyone sets the schedule so hard. I don't really see it. They don't really play that many. You know, I don't think the AFC South is very good. Maybe that's just me. I think the Texans are a good team, but I think we're better. I think we're going to match their intensity. I don't think their defense is, like, amazing. Titans, like, I'm not scared of the Titans, and I'm not really scared of the Jaguars either. They both don't have good quarterbacks, and if their defenses can't stop our offense, which I don't think they'll be able to do, their offenses won't be able to, you know, have a shootout with us. And I think that the AFC South, we play very good against them. I wouldn't be surprised if we swept the AFC South. We did just sweep the AFC North. So to me, it's going to be really tough for AFC teams to come into, either, you know, to come to play the Saints either in the Superdome or even not in the Superdome, I think it's going to be really tough for them to win, because the Saints, they have so much talent in those non-division games where you don't really know each other. It's tough. It's tough to win those games, especially. Usually the better team wins those games, and I think that will continue with the Saints there. And, you know, when looking at it, they do play the NFC West. To me, that's a tough, you know, division there. But I think, look, they do have Arizona on and San Francisco. Those teams are not going to be good. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. To me, those are two gimme wins. Then you have to play Seattle and Los Angeles. If you split against them, you'll take 3-1 for sure. What division did we play last year? I know we played the North. Did we play both Norths? No, we didn't. We played the I know we played the AFC North, and then we played the NFC East. Yeah, that's what we played. Because, you know, they beat the Giants, they beat the Eagles, beat the Redskins, and then they also, and they just lost to the Cowboys, so they went 3-1. I could be fine. I think the Saints can go 3-1 again. I think I'd be ecstatic about that. 2-2 wouldn't surprise me, but I don't think they're losing back-to-back games, Los Angeles and Seattle. I think they will come away with one of those. So 3-1 will be really good, sweeping the San Francisco and the Arizona Cardinals, excuse me. And then also they're probably going to probably split those two. I think that's just realistic there. And I think, you know, you got to take that in the division. I think they can go 4-2. And then that's really their schedule there. 6-4-4. And then you play Dallas and then also the Bears. And I think that the Saints could win both of those games. I think they're going to win against Dallas. The Bears may be the tough one. So that's 12-4. And that's saying going 4-2 in the division. They could easily go 5-1 in the division and get 13 wins. I wouldn't be surprised either way there. And 12 wins, obviously really good. 12, 13. That's what I put the Saints around right now, looking at the schedule. I don't think it's that hard. I don't think it's very easy. But when you took it up, put it into fours, you see that they're two very easy parts. But I could see this team go 8-0 in those two. The other ones, I could see them probably going 3-1, maybe 2-2 for one of them. But that's just what I feel. That's my opinion. I do think the Saints are going to have a lot of success this next season. And I think that's really, really big there. But now we're going to look at some holes they could fill, excuse me, in the draft. And look, we're going to go right into it. What strategy should the Saints do in this draft? I think that's what we got to look at for sure. Are they going to go after a wide receiver in the second round? Are they going to trade up into the first round? Are they going to look at an edge rusher? Are they going to look at an interior lineman? Or are they looking at another position that maybe we're not looking at right now? But if I'm the Saints, I was trying to give you guys some analysis of what I would do. I would go pick a wide receiver. I think the Saints are missing that, big threat. I think they need another wide receiver opposite Michael Thomas. Ted Ginn's getting older. I don't really trust, any of our undrafted free agents to be a number two guy, which I don't think anyone would. I think Keith Kirkwood could be a three eventually, but I don't think he's that one or that two. Receiver. They didn't go out and get Dez Bryant yet. Maybe they'll get him. We'll see what happens there. He could be a two receiver. And I think we'll see by this draft. If they go out and get wide receiver, they're not going to get Dez Bryant. But I feel like if they can, if they don't go and say they go edge rusher or something, then I think they're going to get Dez. I think they need that hole. I know they're going to say Jared Cook, he could be our number two receiver. But I don't really want our tight end to be a number two receiver. I think Jared Cook could be. And I think he probably will end up being the number two statistically, but I think they need an outside receiver that can do speed a lot. Maybe that's Ted Ginn, but I just think he's getting a little older. I think he's more of those deep ins and stuff, not those go routes. And I do think that, you know, I watched the Drew Brees interview with part of my take on, you know, the Barstool Sports Network, and they were saying Drew Brees had his favorite pass to throw is that go route. And Ted Ginn, I don't know, they had a little miscommunications last year. Maybe they've seen a new guy back there. So we're going to look at some wide receivers here, because that's the position I would go and beef up those skill position players with, you know, Drew Brees. And this offense would be completely set. Look, if they want to trade into the first round, you could go get DK Metcalf. They're probably not going to do that. He's so good, though. Guys, he's a really good player. I don't think they're going to get him. So, you know, I think that is, what it is there. Maybe they go get a N'Keal Harry type player, excuse me, there. At 34, he's a 34th ranked player by CBS Sports. That's what I'm looking at right now, if they want to move up. But then when you're really looking at the Saints range, to me, there are a couple of guys. Maybe you move and get Hakeem Butler, who I really like. He's good. Look, if I was the Saints, I wouldn't trade up to get Hakeem Butler. That's just my thing. If he fell to 62, pick him. But I wouldn't give up more assets to get Butler there. I think that's the same with any of the receivers I'm saying here. I don't think the Saints should, give up any more assets. I don't think the Saints should give up any assets. I really don't think they should trade up They could trade up to the third round, but I don't think they should trade up into the first round. But right now, looking at these receivers, 60th ranked receiver, I think this is right in the Saints' wheelhouse. I had him picking in my mock draft, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. This guy, you look, he put him opposite Mike Thomas. They do play maybe a little too similar, which could be a problem, but he could play. He's a baller. He is very similar to Michael Thomas. If I had to put an NFL comparison, I'd say Michael Thomas. I think he's going to grow into a really good receiver. To have him and Michael Thomas, that's going to be one of the best duos in the league, maybe 3 years down the line. And, you know, I think it could be just a really, solid pick, for the Saints. And I think that when looking at it, he has that drive that, a lot of Saints players has. He has that edge. He has that, chip on his shoulder. I'd really like it if the Saints went after him and got him. When you're looking at it, he's going to give you that. He's not going to go deep. He doesn't get a lot of separation, but he runs really good routes. He's going to give you those intermediate routes. And maybe that's just the best thing for the Saints right now when you're looking at it. Because Breeze, maybe he can't throw 40 yards down the field anymore, 30 yards down the field, but he can throw that 15, yard slant route or dig route, whatever it is, on a dime. Maybe you want two of those players. And I think the Saints could go get Whiteside. Then you can get, a player with a lot of separation ability, like Deebo Samuel, like Terry McLaurin, Paris Campbell, who's really not that deep player route. Maybe I said that in the past, but I'm sorry for saying that. He's really a shallow cross guy, screen, stuff like that. That's what he does there. I don't know if he's going to be a player the Saints should pick up. They could. I wouldn't be surprised, but I do think that when looking at it, if you want that deep guy, I picked Deebo Samuel. I think he'll follow the Saints. He was looking in the first round early, during the college football season this year, and kind of teetered off a little bit into the range the Saints are looking at. He's going to be a round two projection. I do think that the Saints, look, he's, he's runs a 4.48, which is very, very good. He can go to those intermediate routes. He can win the contested catches, which is obviously really big. He's a really, sharp player working back to the ball. He has running back vision, people are saying, with the ball. And also, he has a very good kick returner, which the Saints need a kick returner. So, that would help a lot. I think the Saints, go out, pick him. I think I would be fine with that. He doesn't have the best short burst speed. He's got long burst speed. And then also, he needs a little fine-tuning to his route work while, Whiteside really doesn't. Very good route runner out of college. I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints got either if one of these two guys were on the board. Now, we're not in the Saints, war room, their draft room, so we don't really know what's going on. But I wouldn't be surprised if they picked these guys. Also, Andy Isabella could be a player the Saints look at. And I think, they like those types of receivers. Terry McLaurin, another guy that they can go and get probably around that 60 range. If you want to go into, the fourth round with the wide receivers, maybe you go... I think we get into later. Maybe go after a little Hunter Renfrow or David Stills, someone like that. Excuse me there. So I think that's what you're looking at, the wide receiver position. I think also another position, it's very underrated. Don't be surprised if the Saints go interior O lineman here or just lineman in general. I think that the Saints can come up and he could be just a really, these guys can be really good talents that could, fill in if, Nick Easton is not the guy, that we really think he is. There. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints went up and picked a O-lineman type player that could be really, really good. I think one player, Elgton Jenkins, he's from Mississippi State. He's just a really good solid player right out of college. He's played a lot of college games, like about 30 games in 3 years. That's really good. You'll take that. He started a lot of games. He could definitely come up and play there. So, he played really strong, but all 13 games in a senior year, which to me is really, really, good. He's, I think he's the type of player that he could come in here, could start day one for center, or maybe back to Nick Easton. Let's say something happens to Nick Easton, maybe he moves over. I think this is just a really good player if the Saints can go up and pick him. He is really good, snap quickness, really good first step, which is obviously really big. Get that leverage. He's good at making leverage. He has good hand placement, creates leverage, good pad level. That's what you need. He's a good A-gap run blocker. That's obviously really good stuff. Some of his weaknesses is that he sometimes is not a drive. He drives people. He's really more of a player that could just maybe just be a stalemate blocker. Don't let anyone go farther, but don't push him out of the way. Maybe he could be that sometimes. And also, he's not the best on the second level, which could be a problem. But I do think overall, this is a player that the Saints could fix. And, he could be a scheme player for the Saints. I think he could work very good in that zone running scheme for the Saints there. Also, they can get someone, maybe if they had to go into the third round, it's possible. They can get Uni Kajuste out of West Virginia. Sorry about if I mispronounced his name there. It's definitely a tough name, but he's another player that, look, he is very raw, which is, you know, what you, you're probably going to get in that third, fourth round out of a player, offensive lineman, excuse me. He's well built, you know, really good athletic frame. That's really good. Has a lot of quickness and purpose, good torque. You know, he's good ability to open up his hip, keeps his head back, you know, very good there, but he doesn't really play with the best point of attack. Doesn't put the hand, hand levels is not the best. He's just a raw player. So look, the Saints can bring him in. They can sit him behind, Easton. We'll see what he can do. There, I think those are players that the Saints could look at. You know, he could be a really good player for the Saints, excuse me, there. I think that's really when you're looking at it right now. His NFL comparison, he also could play tackle, which is something else he can play. So I think that's really interesting. His NFL comparison is Jermon Bushrod. That's obviously really good. So he's more of the tackle type player, but according to CBS, he could move inside if possible. So to me, look, I mean, maybe they use him as a guard to start another, you know, type of player that can swing both ways. That's obviously some really good stuff there. But, you know, people are saying that they're going to use him more as a tackle. Maybe the Saints don't go after him. Maybe they do because they want. I think the Saints do need a backup tackle. I think that's also really, really big, guys, especially if Jermon Bushrod doesn't come back like he hasn't yet. I think maybe they go pick up a tackle. Maybe they go get, you know, this guy who can, Kajuste, that who could really play both positions, and he could play both positions well. Maybe they go after that, and, you know, they can do that there. I think that's definitely a possibility there. So that's really what I think, you know, for the offensive line. Also, one more guy is, let's get this guy's name, Lamont Garrard, out of Georgia. He was a team captain. That's obviously really big. Started a lot, 3-year starter. You know, he's very, very tough. You know, he has, you know, very, very, you know, good tape against Alabama, players like that. A couple of good moves, you know, to get players, moving players back. So I think he could be a possibility player, but he is undersized. It could be a possibility. So I think now we're going to move on to our final position that the Saints could get in that second round, and that is going to be an edge rusher. I think that's obviously really big. And I think the one player the Saints are going to look at, and they've already sat him down, they've had talks with him, they've had meetings with him, they saw his pro day, is from Louisiana Tech, you know, homegrown guy here, and he is Jalen Ferguson. I think this is a player the Saints could pick up and pick. I wouldn't be surprised if they even moved up and got him. I don't know if they will, but he was extremely productive. NFL comparison, Marcus Davenport. Look, I think that that's the type of player that the Saints would like out of the edge rusher position. When looking at it, he's a very, very good chance to become a good NFL starter, even a front level. People are saying starter. He's very, very raw, like a lot of, you know, of these guys are, these you know, lower conference players. But I mean, look, he's high impact production over all 4 years. He's had more than 30% of his tackles were for loss. He's gotten bigger and stronger. Very good, football educated. I think is very, very good. They're a good football brain. He has a lot of go-to moves, a lot of angles of attack. He's also an instructive rusher who can transition to other positions, either you know, maybe into the linebacking, so he can really play that 3-4 or 4-3, which could be helpful down the line. People are saying maybe he has to add a little bit more, and his speed wasn't the best once he added weight from 2017 to 18. So we're going to see here what he thinks, but you know, he doesn't have a lot of rush moves, which is not the best rush defender. Maybe he works really good with Davenport, because he was a really good rush defender, Davenport is, and that, you know, maybe go with this guy. So I think that's an option for the Saints. Also, when looking at it, this our next player is O'Shane Ximenez, and he is from Old Dominion. Look, he's gonna be a player. His NFL comparison is Trey Hendrickson. He's really a grind it out type player. He could bend the edge really well. He's a good coach of the game. He's very, very good at, you know, being coached, which I think is really big. And also, he's really good at, you know, against blocking tight ends. That's obviously really big. He's pretty good spin move. So look, I mean, look, he's not just like, and he's also a very steady player. He's not going to be a Ziggy Ansah, 4 sacks one game, no sacks for 5 straight games. So that's not going to be him. But, you know, I think that's what you have to look at. He's going to be that steady player that could give you a couple of depth, and he's going to be more in the fourth round. So I think that's also a little thing to watch out for. And then also a guy that we were looking at in our mock draft, excuse me, is going to be Max Crosby. I think he's a type of player that we can get. Again, going to be that, you know, developmental player. You know, maybe he's more that Marcus Davenport player down the stretch. But, look, he's a possible player we can get. And I think that's, you know, after that, I really think that is going to be it, you know, for the Saints. I think those three positions they're going to look at and they're going to target throughout the draft. Other positions, maybe they'll go after a running back. I think that's possible. Not in the second round, later for sure. Maybe a guy like Mike Weber out of Ohio State. That's very, very possible because he's like a Mark Ingram type player. I think it's very possible the Saints could go out and pick a running back late. I think it's going to be late, just like last year it was late. Just a late running back there. And then also maybe they'll go after a linebacker for special teams and stuff like that. I wouldn't be surprised late for that as well. But with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or enjoyed you know, any of our film studies or just, you know, or maybe our content on Twitter, it's like that, you can follow us on Twitter at the Whodatdis, on Instagram at the Whodat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Whodat Discussion. And then also you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, iTunes channel, Spotify channel, and Google Play channel at the Whodat Discussion on YouTube. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. I'm sorry there. Definitely drop a comment down below any of those sites, guys. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear some questions. We haven't got a lot of questions in a while. So definitely if you guys have any questions about the draft, stuff like that, we'll be right on that. Also leave a review on iTunes. It'd be very, very helpful. Give us those 5 out of 5 ratings. Those are just really big. If you guys can give us 5 stars, we can give you more content. And then also, guys, I'm going to get an episode out before the draft, and then we're going to do one during the draft. Just like kind of how we did in the free agency, we're going to do the same thing for the draft. Go over the Saints picks as they come out, and it's going to be a really, really good time. So with all that said, I want to say thank you, prove them right, and who dat.